now.
Right now, though, from Radio Row here in Midtown Manhattan at the Media Center, it's time for Gordo's Corner, brought to us by CrestCars.com. And Gordo's got the wireless microphone, and Gordo's going to take it out today. And Gordo, come in. I'm not exactly sure where you are out and about here in Radio Row.
Craig, I'm looking at you directly in the eye, probably about a foot from your nose.
Are you the guy with brown eyes?
I am the guy with brown eyes.
I've got you now, Gordon.
All right, there you go. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, so watching on the World Wide Web.
Oh, okay. The webcam got it. All right.
Yeah, the webcam got it.
All right.
Hey, before I head out on Radio Row, there is a picture of Radio Row in the New York Daily News.
It's bad radio. Killer already told me.
Show me, Gordo. I didn't totally see it.
Tell everybody how Killer blew your head.
This is why we call him the Killer, because he kills radio segments.
Okay, I hadn't seen that. I saw another picture of Radio Row. I hadn't seen that one.
No, and this is a pretty big deal. In the New York Daily News, they did a whole article on Radio Row, and there is a huge, half the page is taken up with a picture.
Dan.
And it is a picture of bad radio. It's Bob and Donnie, and then there's Dan right in the middle. Dan with his hands behind his head.
You know, he just said, and then he put his hands behind his head.
Yeah, so this is the ticket getting major coverage.
That's cool.
In a New York newspaper. And I wanted to reveal that on the air to you guys.
Air thick with gas bags in the valley of stupid. Of the stupid.
Yeah, look at that headline.
It's Radio Days, D-A-Z-E. Which is used all the time. And then the subheadline is Air Thick with Gas Bags in the Valley of the Stupid.
And a picture of bad radio.
Yeah. Come on.
George
Dunham. Not fair.
Whoa.
You must have listened to a little bit of the show.
That's kind of uncomfortable. Okay, which direction do you think I should head?
I need to figure out
which section I need to stay away from.
Here's an idea. There's a buxom woman in a tight dress right behind you, and she's with the guy sports guy. Maybe you could get them both. There's like a real-life guy sports.
There's this girl in white over here. Oh, she's moving away from me. Why are we wanting to talk to girls?
Because it's always funny.
Here's a hot girl here. How you doing, ma'am?
Hi there. How are you?
All right. Where did she go? Oh, no, those guys are our friends. I don't want to interrupt their talk with their
producer.
I'll go over here and find out what's happening over here. How you doing, ma'am? Oh, she's on the phone.
Mm.
You talking to Michael Strahan?
I just need you to do it because I can't get on.
Oh. Okay.
Are you talking to Michael Strahan?
That's kind of a random question, wasn't it?
A bit of a panic.
Let's see. Hey, how you doing? What station are you guys with? We're with the Ticket in Dallas. We're kind of going around talking to people.
KGR in Seattle. KGR Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. We used to mess with those guys.
Yeah, we used to talk to you guys all the time. How long you worked for them?
15 years now.
It's a long time.
He probably remembers
us. It's a long time. I don't know if you remember the guys from the Ticket in Dallas. You probably don't.
I probably do. I used to play for the Cowboys, so Who is it? I probably know those guys, yeah.
Oh, really? What's your name?
Hugh Millen. I was there for Espresso.
Quarterback.
A cup of
backed up Troy.
Yeah, that's right. You backed up Troy.
Yeah. It's been a while, but those were the good old times with Jimmy and Troy and all those guys. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When was the last time you talked to Troy?
The Friday before the NFC Championship game. He was out there doing the game, and we took in Seahawk practice. And, you know, he's obviously doing a great, great job. And talked to Michael on a fairly regular basis, so good to keep contact when I have the opportunity with those guys.
Who was your best friend on the team when you were there in Dallas?
Jason Garrett was a really great guy, and I tell you what I admired about him. You know, you're going to go through life, and you're only going to meet about 20 guys that you look and you say have the intelligence and have the social skills. And just
And Jerry Jones wasn't one of them, right?
You know, I had no issues with Jerry. I got nothing bad to say about Jerry. I think he's great. But I think in Jason's regard, he would have been successful no matter what he ever tried to do in life. You know, I really think whatever his path was going to be. So I just think the world of Jason.
But has he really been successful as head coach?
Well, not by Cowboy standards and not by his own standards, but I think that let's give him another year and give him a chance to adjust because I don't know, I'm a big fan of his, and he's an extremely intelligent guy. I hope that they can get the talent in the areas they need it. You know, we had a guy.
Have you seen any hot women around here, by the way?
Not as hot as Dallas women.
That's where he can still throw a football over the mountains.
Can you still throw a football over the mountains?
I could never throw it over the mountains, but maybe a real small, maybe a pitcher's mound.
Okay.
A real small hill.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I didn't know he was doing radio now.
Wow. He's a nice guy, too.
Great Hugh Millen.
Okay.
Former cowboy great.
What happened to all the girls?
They may be at Media Day.
Hey, what about that old gal over there in the pink vest? She's working for somebody. Hawking guest.
Pink vest. Oh, yeah. Here's like, ma'am, can I ask you a question real quick?
She's running.
You are running. You're running away from me. Yeah, you better run away from me.
Straight and then to the left.
Up here and to the left?
Back and to the left. Back and to the left.
All right. How you doing, ma'am? Gordon Keith of Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket in Dallas.
He's the person to talk to. Nice to meet you,
Katie. But I want to talk to you.
Oh, great. Katie Layton.
Katie Layton. Okay, and what do you do, Katie?
I'm a publicist. I work with various sports companies.
Generic.
I'm here today with Hunt Auctions. They're a sports memorabilia company that the NFL uses every year to produce the sixth Super Bowl live auction. We have lots of fun toys that are up for
How long you work for them?
They've been my client for about 13 years.
Where'd you go to college?
Syracuse University.
Syracuse University. Did
that
you graduate?
94.
Is that where she lost her virginity?
You bet. Is that where you met your boyfriend?
No, I met my husband in Philadelphia.
Oh, really? How'd you end up in Philadelphia?
Does he work for the Touchdown Brothers?
Oh, you're from Philadelphia. You ever had food there?
Food? Yeah.
Are cheesesteaks overrated?
That's a good question, sure.
Cheesesteaks are overrated, though, really?
No, I make my own. They're much better.
She's fertile.
And it's wit, not wit out.
What is that?
With or without.
Oh, with or without. Okay, I got you like that. Yeah. Yeah. Now, what about, have you been doing all that study about fertility and...
No, we don't get on the
side. Of gazelles. You know, did you hear that story?
I have no idea.
Broke earlier today about something in Africa.
Ask her if she can't believe how many kids she's had.
Can you believe all the kids?
You've had.
That I've had.
You know what? That she's had.
Oh. She just walked away from
me. All right, yeah. That was going bad. She didn't want to play.
Terrible questions.
We got no chemistry. We got.
Did you hear about all the fertility with the gazelles?
How
are you doing, man?
I'm doing wonderful.
Oh, there he is.
This Ticket Ted Ganji, original producer at The Ticket. Hey, Ted.
Careful, you're in dangerous waters.
Did you hear the story that we told about you at Ticket Stock?
Other than that, it was the world's worst roommate.
Yeah. Did you hear the other story I told?
Other than that I was called a slob in D Magazine?
No, the other story.
Nope, didn't hear it.
Okay, good.
Okay,
take
good.
It easy, Ted. Appreciate it.
Happy 20th,
you told
guys.
That.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ted.
Ticket the Ganji.
Boy, yeah. Nasty Nestor was staring you down.
Yeah, was he?
Dangerous
one. Here it is. Here's the one. Here, we'll talk to her. Excuse me, ma'am. Gordon of The Ticket, Sports Radio 1310 in Dallas.
Hi. You guys just love to throw people randomly live on air, I've learned.
Really? How did you learn that?
Yesterday when it happened to me, actually.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Probably the afternoon show?
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah, they'll do that. I'm a lot kinder than the afternoon show.
Can you give me 1 second to do my job? And I'll come right back.
Only one
face.
Second.
Face.
Do you have a...
Ooh.
She didn't want to talk
She's
to you.
She's kind of a bitch.
Yeah. Hey.
I mean, really.
Yeah.
We're live on the air, and Gordon's accredited media.
Barely.
Crank it up and listen to him.
Killer's not manning the... No, the sound.
That sounds like a boring conversation.
Perfect. Thank you so much. It was nice to meet you. Hi, Dallas.
Hey, yes.
Hi. I'm good. How about you?
Do you think Kennedy did it?
Did what?
Oswald.
Well, you know, we're from Dallas and everything, and there's lots of theories, and the latest one is that Kennedy did it himself.
Well, clearly from the film, you can tell.
That.
So, yeah, that he did it.
Oh, sorry. So, how long have you worked in Memphis, Seattle? Where are you from?
Yes, we are the Seahawks flagship station.
Ooh.
710 ESPN Seattle and 97.3 Cairo FM. That is the flagship. So
stick a sock in it.
Okay. They're talking about you right now. So I'm giving my station pub, and you're getting pub. But
okay.
you're getting made fun of, though. I will tell you that.
I bet you we are. That's okay with us. We don't mind being made fun of because we suck. We're not very good. Did you hear about that?
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening to you. What?
Yeah, we have
God, she is such a biatch.
We have 20 years of suckdom that we're celebrating.
Oh, congratulations. That's awesome. Yeah, so what are you guys doing here?
Why do you hate us? Why do you hate us? I haven't done anything to you, and you're already being, like, aggressively smart-ass to me.
Oh, well, I was just wondering why you would come over and interview a producer while there are so many talented people who are here.
Because, see, I don't just default to star power. I like the little people, like me.
Oh, beautiful. Well, I am a very, very little person on this tree. But what is Dallas doing here without a team in the Super Bowl?
Well, we still All cover right. it.
God, oh, she's
okay.
annoying.
It's
not a sandwich you have in there.
It's not a sandwich, it's a bagel. Okay. And you only get the best ones in New York.
Yeah. Is your bad attitude coming from the bagel, or is it indigestion? What is it?
Actually, the bagel's making me nicer, so you're lucky I have half of it in me. I'm going to go do my job now. Bye-bye.
God bless.
Wow, she is the female nasty nester.
Wow.
That's some fun.
What is with that?
I think your reputation precedes you now everywhere you go.
But I wasn't mean or rude
to
her.
I know, but just... Plus, Corby drops firebombs in the afternoon.
See, that's what happens to us. We get scorched earth in the afternoons, and then we can't get anything going here during the day. All right. But still, there's no more girls to talk to. Here's a lady with long... Oh, no, that's Ted Nichols Payne.
Oh, you know what? We got to run anyway.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, we
got to
go.
I hate that we have to end on that.
You know what? Let's have both of our Marconi Awards shipped up here so we can display right in front of her face.
You know what I always hate is the people who think that making fun of the Cowboys will somehow hurt our feelings.
Right.
I don't understand that.
No, I don't get it either.
Well, they win.
All right, Gordo, good job.
Not really, but
thank
you.
That's the corner. It's 9:34 here on the ticket.